I'm particularly interested in contact.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I'm.
And you're a believer in contact. I
am indeed, because we've had proprietary sponsorship before at very high levels. My team and I have been out in the desert on close encounters of the second kind. I said, I want more, much more than that. And so for the last 20 years, we've been working on those kinds of things. Is contact doable at higher levels? And that's what I don't talk about on the air. But that doesn't necessarily lose people, because that's what Coast to Coast is all about, talking about those kinds of things. But if you do want to lose them, you say something like this. For all of you trained remote viewers out there, people that I've trained and who are good, take a look at use this cue, the Antichrist, present location. Now, that's an interesting search term. Because remember, all remote viewers who use the same search term will come up with the same information. That's where we meet one half of the Western scientific method, the replicability part. We don't have a theory yet, but we leave that to the academicians. We have a model, obviously, or we wouldn't be able to teach it. But that's a very interesting search term if you do that, because everybody will home in who's trained and describe the same place and the same person.
Hmm. And are you doing that now?
Oh, I've finished it. I was just curious, too. I mean, it's a school of thought that goes something like this. All through the ages, there's a lineage of Antichrist with a small a, a lowercase a, who may or may not know who they are. They usually don't. And that lineage carries through until the last one with the big capital A, who does know who he is. And so at any given time, we can go into the collective mind and search anything that we want, down and out will spit out something. If the search term is nonsense, we get nonsense back out, as you know. But
so
if it's not, if it has some meat, then we get real physical material location data out.
Are you saying the Antichrist is here now or is going to be here in the future?
I'm saying that at least one of the lineage folks is definitely here now, and it's a recognizable it's somebody that's well known, and any remote viewer with just intermediate skills after about several days of work will probably be able to figure out who that is. That's the response of Universal Mind to that particular. That's what you get when you plug that into our search engine called remote viewing, and that's what falls back out, that information.
Are you going to disclose who he is?
No,
or she?
I can't do that for libel and legal reasons. I cannot do it. But I will say that it is a very prominent person that all of us would recognize.
Male, female?
Male.
Hmm. Politician or otherwise?
Politician.
All right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to keep your eyes on this?
No, there's nothing I can do about it. There's no way I can affect it. I was just curious. That's
when might you disclose it? Or would you ever?
I don't think I would, because of the safety of my family. I don't think I would do that.
I've never heard you hold back before, Ed.
Yeah, but I have to think about my family first.
Well, that has changed your life a bit, hasn't it?
It has, yes.
Take me through a remote viewing course. Somebody comes in, what happens?
Well, the Learn RV DVDs, learnrv.com DVDs, those DVDs teach a person to learn how to remote view alone, by themselves. And that's the desired state. We want you to use this alone so there's no biases or any other overlay. It would be difficult for me. I think the best way to do it is just to watch the demos, the demonstrations, the classroom demonstrations at learnrv.com and see that, George, because we'd get all wrapped around the axle otherwise.
Sure. How long?
But I would be glad to teach you personally. That's a standing offer to you.
I know it has been. I mean, people should know that for 7 years and running, you have you're going to get me eventually.
Right? Now, Art didn't want to know. Art just did not want to. He didn't want to touch it. Art was very, very interesting in that way. Art Bell. He did not want to learn.
Why not? Was he afraid of it?
I think he was a little apprehensive about it for some reason. But everybody is different personalities.
I'm just wondering that if I got good enough at it, if I would freely come on this program, and just spout the things that I think I knew. Or would
well,
I be
well,
called?
I as a teacher warn against doing that. You know,
yeah, but
to...
how many radio guys do you get in a course?
Oh my goodness, I have taught all kinds of celebrities, George. Many, many people, from the Catwoman herself, the original Catwoman, to you know, to Academy Oscar winners, and many personalities, many names I won't mention, of course, on the air. But
wouldn't it be my responsibility if I really felt an asteroid was coming and I remote viewed it and I felt I knew it was happening to tell everybody?
My team and I know that an asteroid is coming, but we don't, and a very big one, to be honest with you. And it looks like it may hit the United States in the center of the country, but we don't know how far out that is. We have no idea, but everybody's seen it. Everybody talks about it, but we just don't know where in time it is, George. It's very big, though.
It's something I see too. So you and I are on the same wavelength.
But again, other people in dreams, where that's the only gateway, that's the only other venue that we have as humans to the unconscious mind, is in moments of revelation, dreams, or remote viewing, in training ourselves to use unconscious as a tool. But if we're coming up on that event, it's going to pop in and intrude itself in lots of people's dreams. Chet Snow's book, I remember, Mass Dreams of the Future, that talks about this kind of thing, where people aren't going to know. And some folks who are really in tune with themselves are going to say, let's get out of town. Well, what do you mean, honey? Well, I'm taking the kids and going. You can come with us or not. But I don't know why I'm moving, but we got to move. That kind of thing.
See, I have seen in this remote viewing it happening in the morning in North America time. And we wake up. And it has hit a city. I don't know exactly where. I can't see that. But it's all over the news. It's the story of the century. And I don't know the damage, Ed. All I know is that it's hit, and it's a major story. And I see on television this crater and, a reporter with his picture in front of it. Even though the crater is like miles away, and he's pointing, and it's an unbelievable story. But I see that.
Well, if it's that big, George, I think you don't have to be a physicist to know what kind of shockwave that would produce.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, if the crater is that big, you don't want to be in North America.